in time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to
Welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Hi, everybody. I'm back. Last week I was off because I had no voice. So if you've gotten that nasty virus that's going around, I sympathize with you greatly. Went through it myself, and it was the strangest thing I've been through in a while. But anyway, before I get off into my ramble tonight, let me first mention that the lovely sponsor of our show is Hydromay Skin Nutrition, and I am so grateful for them. And not only do they have great products, which I love, of course, but you know, it's really nice to have a sponsor that cares about what you're doing and cares so much about the people out there that she really wanted to continue to get the message out there. And so before I get into more things, and I'll explain to you why I'm doing this right now in a minute, I just want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you for everyone who has ever helped me in any way, shape, or form. I'm so grateful. And please understand that gratitude goes far beyond where most people can even think. Unless, of course, you've had a strange life like I have, you know, and been near death and all that kind of stuff, then you know what I'm talking about. But I'm very grateful for each and every one of you. I'm grateful for your kindnesses. I'm grateful for the physical help that I've had through the years, which includes money, food, place to sleep, gas, you know, all those kinds of things. But I'm also grateful for those of you who are just out there in the listening audience. Thank you. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have this particular job. And when I say job, I'm, you know, not talking about the 9-to-5 thing, but you know what I mean. You know, many of us have many missions in life, not just one. And to be able to do something that you love and fulfill a service is the greatest thing of all. Just to be able to be of service to humanity in a way that you love is that's blessing. You know, and I love doing this. And so now the reason that I wanted to do the gratitude thing first is because any time that you're going to do anything to do with manifestation, with healing, with doing any kind of a positive change, the most important step is first to be grateful. Think about what you do have. You know, we all kind of get caught up in the what we don't have thing, especially now. But think about what you do have. Even if you don't have much, or you think you don't have much, find something every day that you can be grateful for, because that is so, so important. So I would ask you all to please at least write a few things down every night before you retire. Or in the morning if you work nights, before you lay down to go to sleep, write down at least 3 to 10 things that you are grateful for, because it'll help you to change and to be healthier and happier and really to move quicker through the trials and tribulations on this planet and in what we call life, or the video game of life, as I like to call it. So tonight we're going to do some healing, And I've got a question here in the fast chat about the CD that activated the theta area of the brain. You can go to my counseling website, which is myreallifecoach.com. And again, that's myreallifecoach.com. Go to the products page, and you will find tons of them there. The one that I used comes off of the very first one that you'll see on that product page. And you can just click on the image, and it'll take you there. It's the meditation CD. If you scroll down, you'll see that there are several offerings that are from another company that are 100% guaranteed to cause physical change. So it's pretty interesting stuff. And, you know, there are some really fascinating things going on in the world, especially with this brain entrainment thing. And I have been finding that even though I know about this stuff, you know, I get to learn more all the time. One of the things that I found is, and I used that first meditation CD that I just mentioned, I found that when I was ill this last week, and I usually stay healthy, so for me to get sick was pretty hard jolt. But, you know, part of it was because the energy that hit us in the last 2 weeks was pretty heavy. And it's causing change within us. It's causing healing. It's causing change in your tissues so that you can vibrate at a higher level. And so at one point, I went through 3 days of not being able to sleep because I was so ill. And you would think that if you're exhausted and you've got to sleep, you will sleep. And that's not true. Sometimes you're past the point of being able to sleep. And so if that happens, then you need something that's going to help you, which is why I'm recommending this particular CD. It's actually a download of lots of different alpha, theta, delta. I went into the very, very deep delta track that's on this particular one I'm talking about, and went into the holographic projector room, the quantum vortex, and I was able to sleep. It took a while, but one of the things you want to do, if you're ill, you want to go into deep delta, deep, deep delta. That's your REM sleep stage. Theta is where you do your manifestation, your wish fulfillment, things like that, which is fabulous. And I can tell you those stories about what's been happening since I've been using that later. But right now, I want you to understand that if you're ill, since tonight is a healing show, please get yourself some sort of a deep delta type of binaural and isochronic beat. And like I said, this is on the website there if you want to go pick it up from there. The most important thing with healing physically is that we have to get into the parasympathetic mode. And so tonight we're doing a healing show. If you need healing, or if you know someone who does, or if you want to call with your request for healing, I'm going to ask every listener to bring their intent together, as we so often do on this show, to create a healing space for everyone. And so I really want to have you guys understand how to get there. You know, I don't think that anybody should have to go running around looking for someone else to heal them. And as a healer, that may sound like a funny thing to say, but you know, the job of a healer is just to educate and to create a state of faith that allows the one who needs to be healed to feel safe enough to actually let go of the things that they had there that created the problem. Because really, any time that we're ill, it's a blessing. And I went through so many blessings this last week. I was not happy about the way I was going through them, but I had some really, really interesting things happen and some revelations that it's kind of like, you know, where you slap yourself on the forehead and go, oh, man, how come I didn't see that before? Now, one of the reasons I was able to do that is because, first of all, I had to sit down and I had to stop. I had to stop thinking about everything else. I had to stop living in the way that everybody else was living for that week. I had to pull back, I had to chill out, and I had to figure out what was the most important. And at that time, breathing was really important. You know, I really, really needed to have that breathing going on. And I didn't have that for a few days. So that was serious, you know. So what I had to do, though, was I had to think, how is it that healing is created? And, you know, my friend Steve Barish, he has his healing hour. He's an amazing long-distance healer. He can give you a jolt from so far away. It doesn't matter, any place. And so what I want you to understand, though, is that once you know how to connect with that entity that we call God, with that entity that we call an angel, with whatever you want to call it, you can call it the quantum field of all possibilities. Once you learn to connect with that, it's not that you need someone else, because you really have the power within you. Each and every one of you has the power within you. I'm going to repeat that. Each and every one of you has the power within you to do whatever it is that you want to do, but especially to heal. And so I'm going to ask you tonight to kind of, you know, let that sink in, okay? This is really important. You don't need to run around and find a healer somewhere. You need to unleash the healer within. And so we're going to do some of that tonight. So if you want to call in and, you know, ask for some help with some situation that you've been dealing with, let's do that. It's kind of an open mic healing night. Because as I was sitting there and couldn't do anything but sit there this last week, you know, my angels have a way of sitting me down so that I'll listen. And so I sat down and I listened and I thought, and then I listened some more and I thought some more, and my heart was opened in a different way. And so it's real important for everybody to find that spot within themselves. Now, before I go into anything else, there's a question here about the particular bit that I used with the plain theta binaural, which Dominic has so kindly posted on the fast chat there. It's tradebit.c. I think that's supposed to be COM, Dom. /file.detail.php/271-9013-theta-waves-laws-of-attraction-attraction-mp-3. That's something you can download from that particular site. And like I said, there's more that are on my my coaching website, myreallifecoach.com. And tonight I'm not going to play any of those things, because tonight we're going to talk and we're going to go ahead and put our intent together. So what I want you guys to do, if you will, before we get started with the healing stuff, is go get yourself a glass of water. And it should be good water that you don't mind drinking. Hopefully not tap water, but if it is, you're going to need to let it sit for a day or so to get chemicals vaporized out of it. Or maybe not. You know, it depends on how much energy you're going to charge that water with. But what I want to do is I want to have you guys charge the water as we're going through some things tonight. We're going to charge as much water as you would like with some healing energy. Now, if you want to go fill up the bathtub and charge the bathtub up, that's fine too, but you don't need to. Because one of the things that I want you to know about is that you can take any substance that's liquid and you can put like a teaspoon of it into a full bottle of liquid that doesn't have any energetic substance on it. And you can shake it up 100 times, smack it against the palm of your hand while you are intensely thinking about the energy that's in that water. This is a homeopathic distillation, basically. So what you're going to do is you're going to put the energy into the water first, and then you can take that energy in whatever amount you want and put it into another bottle of water and just hit it 100 times. And as you're hitting it, you're creating a vibration and you're going to concentrate on the energies that you want in that water. Water is amazing stuff. And if you know about anything about Dr. Masaru Emoto's work, you know, messages from water, if you've heard Ha'a when he's been on the show with sacred water, if you've heard Thunderbeat talk about it, who else? I've had so many people on the show. Oh, David Sarita is distributing the movie called Water. If you've talked to anybody who's really into the energetics and where we're going to, then you know that water is so important. First of all, we are more than 70% water. We are also fire. We are atomic fire. And so water and fire do mix. And when they do, you get us. So I know it's kind of odd. It always reminds me of that scene from Star Trek where they had the beautiful crystalline being, the old Star Trek, you know, and it's floating there and it's getting bigger and bigger. And they finally figure out how to communicate with it. And they translated it, and what it was saying was, "Hello, big ugly bags of mostly water." And that just cracked me up. Well, you know, I have a weird sense of humor. But I always thought that was so funny because, yeah, we are big bags of water. And to a crystalline being, we probably do look a little bit ugly, maybe a lot ugly. So if you look at water a little bit differently, if you appreciate the water that you find yourself in, and if you also will give a little bit more thanks every time that you drink water, even if you're taking a shower, go into the water with consciousness and recognize that the water that is within you is communicating with the water with every being on earth that has even one molecule of water in it or on it. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? And I remember when I first had Masaru Emoto on the show years ago, and I asked him that question because he was talking about the Hado machine, and he was talking about the way that healing happens. And I asked him, is that because of our water? And he said, yes. Now, the water that we have within us has been everywhere. It's not new water. And it's certainly not new when we get done with it. So it gets passed on. And it reminds me of when I was teaching meditation years ago. I used to do this rain meditation. And I would have people start, you know, as a drop of dew and just go through, you know, all of these permutations of water, you know, kind of lots of drops of dew coming together and running into the stream and the stream becoming a creek, and the creek becoming a river, and the river going down to the sea, and the sun baking it, and you know, everything going up into the clouds and coming down as rain again. It's quite a trip. But really, the journey of water is so integral to every part of ourselves. And this is how we heal. This is also how we pass on not so good things to other people. And if you followed what's going on in our waterways, and especially municipal waters, where they're really concerned because there's so much hormone now that's in the water and poisons and toxins of all kinds, it becomes very important then to bless your water and to really be thankful for the goodness of water, because then that'll drive out all those negative things. Okay, so if anybody has anything that they'd like some healing help with, go ahead and call on in. And since you're on your computer, you probably know those numbers, but let me go ahead and read them off anyway. You're going to be calling Station 2 at 888-228-4494. And again, that's 888-228-4494 or 530-776-5144. Again, that's 530-776-5144. And if you need the other numbers, it's on the BBS index page there. So please feel free to call in, and we'll all concentrate some healing energy on you. And other than that, you know, my main concern for tonight was just to be sure that if anybody feels anywhere near as sick as I did this last week, I want to help you. And even if this is something that you're hearing on the archives, you'll still get the healing energy through it. And what I'd like to do, too, is send out healing energy for everyone on the planet, even people we don't know. People that we don't know need healing. And really, what healing is, it's a remembrance of the truth. And, you know, one of the biggest obstacles to healing is when people think they need to be healed. Because really, what it is you have the illusion that you're ill. And I know it feels darn real. Believe me. I still feel some of that. But really, it has to do with cleaning out our belief systems and things like that. As long as you believe that once the illness starts, that's what's going to be, then that's what happens. And I can tell you, years ago, when I was really, really pure, when I was 80% vegan, 90%, 80 to 90% raw food, I was going out of body every night, going to listen to Jesus Christ speak and things like that. Had the angels come pick me up every night. I had a lot of amazing things happen. And at one point there, I was the only one left working. Everybody in the whole office was sick. And I was working as a home health nurse at that time. So we're talking, there's about 30 people, and I was the only one left standing. And I had been working myself to the bone for weeks because it was a really bad flu. And it had knocked everybody down for at least a month. And they were just running me ragged. And I finally got to the point where I did start to get sick. Now, I knew because of the way that sickness was hitting other people that it was going to hit hard and heavy. And it did. It happened to be on Thanksgiving. And normally what I do on certain days is I'll just pray for the world. And so I did. I thought, well, Thanksgiving, I'm going to take this time to pray and to be grateful. And, of course, the office was going crazy, you know. They're going, you have to come in now. And I said, yeah, I'll be in about an hour. And I said, and you know, I don't know how long I can last because I don't feel well at all. And I was sneezing and hacking and, you know, nauseous, you know, the usual. And so I got down on my knees, and I prayed, and I did some deep breathing. I'm going to give you that deep breathing right now. It's going to make you cough, especially if you haven't been breathing deep. But I got to tell you, when I did that, when I was done, it took me about an hour to do this prayer. And it wasn't a specific prayer. It was just that I was just being grateful and just asking for healing for all the people in the world that needed it, and animals. Plants, whatever. Healing from Mother Earth herself, too. When I got off my knees an hour later, I was completely 100% healthy. Completely. That's a miracle. And what it is, it's the miracle of restoring the truth. So one of the things I did while I was doing that, and one of the reasons why I'm still not sick and refuse to be sick for a month like everybody else with this thing has been, is because I do the deep breathing. Now, this is something that anybody can use any time that you have any illness or injury. If you breathe the way I'm going to teach you right now, you will get over it very quick. And this works for people who have injuries to the bone, you know, bed sores and things like that. Works for everything because it's a hyperoxygenation, but it's a healthy one. So what you're going to do is you're going to take a deep breath. Let your tummy just pooch out. Take a nice deep breath, about 4 seconds worth, and then hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Now let it go slowly through pursed lips. Keep breathing out, 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 out. Wheeze. And it's all one breath, okay? You breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 4 to 8 seconds, breathe out for 8 seconds, and then wheeze at the end. So that's all one breath. Then take another deep breath. Hold it for 4 seconds. Breathe for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Breathe out through pursed lips like you're going to plant a kiss on somebody. Blow, 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 and wheeze. And then take another deep breath. 4 seconds in. 4 seconds hold. 8 seconds blow out through pursed lips. Keep blowing out. Keep blowing out. Keep blowing out and wheeze. Now, if you have anything in your lungs, you're probably coughing your head off about now, which is good. And I got to tell you, when I was a nurse and I worked in ER and ICU, they used to call me to get people's stuff out of their lungs. And I used to tell them I can get mucus out of people's toenails from the inside out because I taught them that breath. It's also known as the breath of fire and the dolphin breath. So you can use it spiritually too. But what it does is, if you think of your lungs as an accordion, and as you're doing that exhale, you're squeezing your lungs, and at the very end you give it the final squeeze. And you may be surprised to find out that you have plenty of air left in there yet. Because we all carry about a quart, quart and a half of unused air. It sits there at the base of your lungs and never gets exchanged, or very seldom gets exchanged. This is why they tell you you need to exercise and everything else. However, when you do this, what you're doing is you're pushing that stale air out, and then you're taking a deep breath and you're allowing new, fresh air to get in. That's what makes you cough, because it gets down those areas that haven't had much movement for a while, and it tickles. And so it may make you cough a lot. So now, in order to heal, what you do with this is you do it, if you're watching TV, you do it when the commercial comes on and when the show comes back on. You do it before you eat and after you eat, including snacks. You do it before you go to sleep and when you wake up, including naps. You do it when you go to the bathroom and when you're done going to the bathroom. And you do it every 5 minutes in between that you can think of. Now, that's going to work out to roughly about 3 times an hour. It's nice if it's more than that. But if you do that for about an hour straight, first of all, you're not going to pass out because it's a true hyperventilation or hyperoxygenation of your tissues. And sometimes you get a weird buzz in your head and it'll open up other areas of your brain. It's truly remarkable. But a lot of times you'll hit kind of a plateau where you can't breathe anymore because you feel like you can't breathe. And if you can get past that, which is kind of a scary thing and is kind of the basis for rebirthing breaths, if you can get past that, then you can go into the true hyperoxygenation. Otherwise, it's okay too, because it'll still help you to heal. If you've had a strange cough, it's been sitting around for a long time, it used to be we would say go get checked for tuberculosis, especially when it's been the winter, you know, and you're in an enclosed space, especially nowadays with air travel and everything else. So you want to make sure you don't have tuberculosis or Mycobacterium avian, which is kind of a strange strain of it, or anything else like coccidiomycosis that we have out here in the West. It's called valley fever. There's histocytosis that's in the Midwest. There's all kinds of weird little organisms all over the place and getting to be more. So what you want to do is you want to make sure you don't have something that's real physical, that's something that should be dealt with. Other than that, it could be chemtrails, it could be pollutants in the air, who knows? But if you do this cleansing breath, it really helps. So anytime that you want to do healing on yourself or someone else, you need to do that cleansing breath. Get yourself in the state where you have oxygen running through your body. Okay? So that's the first secret. The next thing is make sure that you're hydrated. So make sure that you've got water, you're not dehydrated, because remember, we're doing this through water. And you want to be able to broadcast the healing. When you do a healing also, don't just do it for yourself. Do it for everyone who is like you, which could be everybody on the world, or it could be people that have whatever it is that you're working on healing. No one is ever healed alone. So, you know, think about that. And if you know anybody who's a real hands-on healer, one of the things that we all say is, no one is healed alone. Whether it's mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual, the healing happens for the healer also. And you know that old saying, you know, those that can't do it, teach it. That's kind of, you know, funny to say, but it's really true. Because you teach what you most need to learn. And you need to learn it because no matter how humanitarian and self-sacrificing you are, you're here to work on your own stuff. But you start by working on other people. And at some point, you realize that you need to work on you. And yes, I am speaking from experience. So I can tell you that when you do this exercise right, congratulations, Dominic, when you do this right, you will change your life. It will help you with manifestation and everything else. When we manifest, we breathe. When we do wish fulfillment, when we do healing, when we do anything, we have to breathe and we have to have water. So now what I want you to do, hopefully you've got your water. What I want you to do is get comfortable and think about someone, maybe, or some illness, mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual, that you would like to direct healing to. Your choice. And I'd like you to ask yourself this question. I wonder how quickly I can send the energy of truth and love to all who need it to heal this and restore truth. Now take a nice deep breath and just exhale, let it go out slowly and easily. Take another nice deep breath all the way down to the pit of your stomach. And let it go out slowly and easily, gently. And now a big deep breath all the way down to your toes. And let it come back out, taking any tension, any negative energies with it. Just exhale gently. Let it just go away. And now just continue to breathe slow and deep. And concentrate on that glass of water. You can open your eyes. Look into the water from whatever angle you want. Through the glass, on top of the glass, whatever. Or even underneath it. And look into the center of that water and open your heart and realize that the water that is in that glass that's soon to be inside of you is life. That water contains the fire. Water is made of two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen. If the water is separated out and a flame is applied or a spark, both of those substances will explode and burn. So we have this substance called water, which is truly miraculous. It's made of fire, as are we. So look into the center of that water and open your heart with gratitude that this is the substance of life, the miracle that unites all of us. And say thank you to the water. Open your heart and let the love flow into the water. And feel the joy and the love that is sent back to you from the water. And now, do you feel the joy and the love within every portion of your body? Can you feel your cells jumping with joy? And now see in the center of that water a brilliant golden light. And see little green ones, emerald green, swirling around that golden light, into and out of the light. It's a dance of the water. And now take a deep breath. Gather the love in your heart and blow across the water. We call this the Spiritus Sanctus. This is the breath of God, the breath of life, of spirit. It is spirit that animates us. And now with this beautiful water, in whatever form it's in, whether that's tea, hot chocolate, coffee, even if it's wine, or just plain water, whatever form that it's in, see it still with this golden light in the center and the little emerald green light sprinkled throughout. And now speak to the water and ask it to connect with all of the water in all of the other beings above, on, or in this planet. And ask that water to send the golden light and the green light to every molecule of water in existence, to restore the truth and the love. Let the beauty of that light infuse every molecule of water on the planet, in the planet and above the planet. Let every molecule of water sparkle with the truth and light and love. Remove the illusion. Let every molecule of water sparkle and be clean. And now ask the water to carry your love and your best wishes for well-being to all of those who are in need, whether it's mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, for everyone who feels less than perfect, for everyone who has cried out for help, for everyone who is suffering, send your blessings of love and light to them now. And for anyone that you know that you've sent this to, see them smiling. See them relieved of pain and suffering. See their bodies straightening up. And see them glowing with life. And now, thank the water. Let your gratitude infuse into it. Okay. Now come completely back. I know it's fun out there. Come completely back. Those of you with sight will probably see that your water looks quite different now, and so do you. Look at your hands. And if you're near a mirror, look at you. You'll see that you're shining. And you'll notice, most likely, that there's a change within you. Pretty cool, huh? Now make sure that you're all the way back. Make sure that you're grounded. You can do your grounding exercise after this. In fact, let's do it right now. If you're someplace where you can stand up, stand. Close your eyes. See coming from the center of your Mother Earth a brilliant emerald green light streaking up from the center of the planet, up through your feet, out through your body, out the top of your head, out into the universe, through the base of God itself, out the back, through the back of the universe, and the cosmos back into the back of Mother Earth, so that now you are connected and grounded with a brilliant emerald green light. Now see coming from the center of God itself a brilliant golden light, streaking through the cosmos, down through the top of your head, down through your body, crashing out your feet, down into the core of Mother Earth, out the back, through the back of the cosmos, into the back of the center of God itself, so that now you are connected with a brilliant ring of golden light. And now see coming from the center of your heart a brilliant hot pink light. And it streaks out into the cosmos, goes through the heart of God itself, out the back, splits in half, goes through the hearts of everything in existence. Through the heart of Mother Earth herself, out the back, and back in through the back of your heart. So that now you stand connected with a ring of brilliant hot pink light of love through the heart and through the heart of God itself to everything in creation. So now you stand grounded and connected, the bridge between heaven and earth. You should be feeling pretty good now. I know I am. I know Dominic is. So hopefully the rest of you are too. And if you want to call in and talk about it, we have about 15 minutes left. So you're welcome to do that. Sometimes it really helps to share, especially for new listeners or people that haven't done this kind of thing before. Sometimes they think it's all in their imagination. And until they hear it from someone else, they don't believe it. Which is kind of strange, but that's the way humans are. So I like to have people share because it helps to open everybody else up too. So you're welcome to call in if you like. Otherwise, you're going to have to listen to me ramble on for another 15 minutes or so, you know. And you know, I can keep talking for a long time. So, what did you feel, Dominic? And anybody else that just went through that, if you want to type it on the fast chat, I'll read it off to people. Or you can call in. Either way, I'd like to share things with people. I can tell you that I felt the connection extremely profoundly. We did connect with everybody. And that was pretty amazing. And I also saw that there were some beings underneath the surface of the planet who were not real pleased with that, which is even funnier. But we did a good thing. And so I'm very grateful for all of you that participated in this. And if you're listening on the archives, I hope you did it too. Because there is no time. That's all an illusion too. And speaking of time, I was kind of turned on to something that Jose Arguelles said about the Mayan end times. And he said what's really happening is that our planet got out of natural time and that we are actually being brought back into natural time so that we'll be in step with the rest of the creation, which is kind of interesting. I don't know what that means to us. I don't know what that's going to look like. I do know that they're anticipating that the form of energy we're going to be using is not electrical. New forms of energy. Wouldn't it be interesting if it's water? You know, I do know that we get energy from the ethers, and I found that as I did my quantum physics research, that they're finding that everything is made up of oppositely spinning vortexes, and that if you can tap into that, into the magnetic force of that, that you can actually propel yourself through space at incredible speeds. So who knows where we're going with this? Pretty darn exciting. You're welcome, Noella. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I think that anybody who did this tonight is going to feel the benefits of this for a while. The water is extremely powerful. Did you know that there is enough force in one molecule of water to destroy everything in the universe? Not just our world, but everything. And maybe beyond the universe, I don't know. But it's pretty powerful stuff. And that's what we're made of. So how is it that people think that they're less than that? You know, I've said many times before that all we have to do to change the world is to remember who we are. And when you do remember, there's nothing that can stop us. And we have Dominic. Hey, Dominic, how you doing?
I'm having a wonderful time at the moment.
Awesome.
Yes, it's quite extraordinary. It's just the feeling I'm having. It's like after having been in a drought and just seeing the freshness of lovely rain.
Mm.
And also the feeling of just having been to church, you know, just kind of a spiritual feeling afterwards.
How cool. Thank you for sharing that.
I haven't been to church in a long time, but I do remember that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You know, when we connect with the water like that, and I know that you see things too, so what were you seeing with this?
Well, I was seeing all the imagery that you were guiding us through. You know, the little the glowing green things and the gold lights. But also, I was getting kind of blue energy going in and out, sort of sparkling blue stars. Well, it's still there, actually.
isn't that normally there, though? That's the angels, isn't it?
I just never expected it that way. It's you know, just while I'm talking to you now, I've got my little mug of tea in front of me, and there's this little sparkling deep blue colors.
Yes, I've always thought of that as the color of the Holy Spirit.
It's
extremely healing.
Okay. Also, my energy comes from my heart into the mug, I noticed that was a pale blue. And you know, that is sort of, I didn't expect these colors to be the sort of colors. I keep thinking, you know, maybe something else. But you know, I just accept what it is and not allow myself to be confused by it.
Well, that's a good point, Dominic, because a lot of people think it has to be the color of the heart chakra, but it doesn't. It's whatever color that is the predominant energy that you have as your gift. And so you're giving your gift of your love to the water.
Yes. I've noticed recently, you know, if I find myself in a situation, I wonder, is it going to go well or not, or maybe kind of, you know, if I'm with a bunch of people and communication isn't going, I suddenly emit a blue energy from my heart center area. And so I connect with that, and, you know, things start to change.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? You know, I think what is real important is that we all remember that stuff now. We have to do it all the time. This is the challenge, you know, and we have it within us. You know, what I saw with you guys doing this is, I mean, I saw something so incredible. I didn't even know where I was going with it. You know, I just kind of get led along by the nose on these things, you know, and the spirit just shows me things and I report them. So I'm on the ride just like you guys are. But what I saw was I saw this connection very much like the golden grid connection when we do that, but without the grid.
Yeah.
It was more than the grid.
Yeah, I'm cut from you. I'm getting a kind of feeling of this gigantic cosmos, this wall of the outer cosmos, and it's or the outer wall of the cosmos, and it's green. I don't know why that should be, but it's sort of that's what I'm getting. It's a huge feeling, but then it's visible from the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know oftentimes what a lot of this stuff means. You know, it's not written any place that I know of, and it's kind of hard to describe it to people, especially when they say, well, what does that mean? And I just kind of shrug and say, I have no idea. You know, I know it feels good, and here's what I think is going on. But it could be different for every person. So I appreciate your take on it, because I'm betting there's a lot of people out there that are seeing or feeling the same things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I put the phone down, shall I?
All right. Okay.
Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. I love it when you call, too. Thank you so much, Dominic.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you, Dominic, for calling in. And anybody else? We have a few more minutes. And, you know, thank you so much, you guys, for lending your part to this, because really, it takes all of us. It's like they talk about how it takes a village to raise a child. And it takes the entire humanity to raise the human race. You know, it takes all of us to join with all of the beings in the interdimensions and in the other galaxies and universes and even the great beings like the sun itself and Mother Gaia herself. It takes all of us together working in harmony to create this vibratory level that we're going to. And I am just so happy to be able to be leading you guys through this stuff. It's just such a hoot, you know? I love it. I love it because, like everybody else, I don't tend to do this for myself. Unless I really get desperate. I was kind of working on myself this last week. But normally, like most people, I'm very busy. And I'm busy with, you know, doing the normal stuff out in the world, sort of. Well, sort of normal. But I forget to do these things for myself. And so, you know, being able to be on the radio like this is important for me, too, as an individual, because it forces me to sit down and take a little bit of time for me. And we all need to do that. And the easiest way to do that is to connect with the water. And now you can take this water that you've charged so wonderfully and just take a little bit of that and stick it into some more water. Or get on the archives and download this show tonight and go through it again and make up some special batches of water. And take a little bit and put it into a fresh bottle and hit it 100 times as you think about this connection. And then gift it to other people. And they will feel the difference. Unless they're really negative, in which case they'll think it's nothing. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they know it or not. It's kind of like I say with the quantum vortex. It doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not. It's quantum physics. It's real. The thing is that this water will heal on many different levels. And, you know, one of the biggest mistakes a healer can make is to determine what kind of healing somebody needs. It's much better to be open. Just let it happen. Because the healing doesn't come through us. It comes by our intent that others should be open to the truth. That's the big secret of healing. So all we have to do is hold that light so that others can see. And they take the energy in themselves. So you can think of this water kind of like liquid light. And now you can pass it around to your friends and relatives and help them that way. And anytime you need another batch, just fire up the MP3 of tonight's show and do it again. And eventually, I will be making some recordings of these things. Right now, you know, I have a few things on the website that can help people. And other than that, we've got things here on the archives. Oh, that's funny, Dominic. Dominic says there's a small sphere of liquid gold in the center where I'm supposed to be. That's true. That's how we all look. You know, if you wonder why children and animals look at us like we just grew a second head sometimes, it's because they don't see the physical body. They see the energy. They see a whirlwind. And whatever it is that we're thinking about, it shows in that whirlwind. Kind of like, you know, the comic strip Dennis the Menace, when he's whirling around and there's all kinds of things in the periphery of the tornado. That's the way animals and little kids see us. Because that's really what we look like. So it's kind of funny that we look like these, you know, big bags of mostly water. So now take that beautiful water that you just charged tonight with the truth, with your love, and spread it out. It's always better when we can share. So I appreciate everybody being on tonight and doing this. Thank you so much, everybody that's been texting on the fast chat there. I appreciate your comments. And I most appreciate that you lent your intent and opened your hearts to this. Because we just did something that's really important. We're going to do more of that. So I'm cutting down a little bit on the interviews so that we can do more of these meditations. Because the more that we can stay centered, the more that we can be in our hearts, the more we can change the world. And it's up to us. So I'm still going to have people on that, you know, talking about their books and things. Never fear. I just want to make sure that we devote more time to the truth of really who we are. So I hope you guys enjoy that too. So, that was quite intense. And I thank you, Hydramay Skin Nutrition. This show has been brought to you by Hydramay Skin Nutrition. Wonderful, organic, natural skincare for everybody, men too. And so if you haven't tried that, please do try it. Thank you so much, all of you listeners. I love you. Thank you, BBS Radio. You guys are my heroes. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night. Do.